Phone Voice Speaks, episode 534, WWDC 2014.
What kind of tech douchebag would I be if I didn't have my podcast that comes out after WWDC, Apple's Worldwide Developer Conference? What good would I be if I didn't talk about it? Because, well, that's what all the other tech douchebags do. And you've undoubtedly seen, 10,000 articles with all kinds of pontifications and, oh, look, shiny, let's grab the page views. I mean, all the real tech douchebags watched it and ignored all of the, all of the pundits and stuff, but here's what I think about it. And for those of you who actually give a crap about any of that, yes, iOS, and macOS, well, they're coming closer together. And in fact, if you look at the new Yosemite, which is macOS 10.10, well, guess what? It looks a lot like iOS. I found myself screaming during the keynote, going, it looks like iOS. It looks like iOS. I kept doing that all throughout the keynote. Yes, they've improved notifications and widgets because, well, let's face it, they needed to steal a few more ideas from Android. Spotlight looks like Alfred or whatever that app was that Google acquired. Safari gets a refresh. Again, it looks like iOS. You can mark up mail messages. Ooh, whatever. Blah, yeah. So they've actually turned iCloud into something that looks like Dropbox. Hey, what a novel concept. You can actually put other stuff in it. Well, we'll see if they open up the APIs and stuff that you can use it outside of the Apple ecosystem. That would be kind of nice, but I don't see that. Oh, you can move work between your Apple devices. Yeah, it looked like a good demo. It would be interesting to see how it works in reality. And you can finally do AirDrop between iOS and Mac. I've been wanting to do that for a long time. Instant hotspot. I wonder what kind of security issues that's going to create. Ooh, SMS and phone calls on syncing across all of your Apple devices. Well, that's kind of a neat thing. I mean, the iMessage stuff, of course, would sync, but the green bubble friends, as other people referred to it, those messages weren't syncing. Now they are. Quick replies and your notifications. If you get a text message, you can reply to it right then and there. Well, that's fine. You can use third-party keyboards. Yet another idea stolen from iOS. iMessages now looks like WhatsApp. More iCloud Drive. HealthKit, which is something that's been rumored, will allow you to centralize all of the health data that all of your different little iOS apps capture. That's nice. Family sharing. This is something I could have used a long time ago. As I've been doing, I have to prevent my kids from purchasing stuff by not putting the password on there or anything. And so I like the family sharing thing where I get the notification saying, my child wants to purchase X. Do you approve? iPhotos syncing everywhere. That's cool. That's something I've been wanting forever. And yeah, I kept running into the issue where I'd make a change on one of my devices and the other device wouldn't sync. Like, what do you mean it doesn't sync? Well, now supposedly that will be there. Siri, again, we're stealing from Google. Okay, Google. And then, probably some other stuff. Let's see, Swift, the new language. It does look easier. I did take a brief look at it. I'm not Relay developer, but I did try and do some Objective-C once, and I think I about pulled my hair out, and I just decided that wasn't worth it. Swift, I'll look at it a little bit more and see if I actually want to do anything. Yeah, okay, interrupt communication. This looks like something that might be kind of cool. I'm just reading down the list of things here and then, and all the home automation stuff. And, of course, my immediate response to the home automation stuff was, yeah, so all those companies that do home automation, yeah, they know something about security, and meaning they don't. They know nothing about security, at least from what I've seen. And so it'd be interesting to see if Apple makes this more secure, since they're supposedly having some sort of using some sort of standard protocol for this. I'm let's just say I'm skeptical, and I'm sure that, that there's some security researcher that's going to find, goatsy size holes in the home automation security, which is, not to be expected. And, so there's a lot of new stuff there. And of course, for for people who want to download the betas, I'm sure there's ways to do it. If you're not a developer, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm going to wait until the fall when the stuff comes out. Maybe I'll load iOS 8 on my thing. I usually wait a while. I never put the first beta on my one and only device. I'm surprised it'll still run on the iPad too. Maybe that's where I run the beta version at some point, but I'm not there yet, and I probably won't for the foreseeable weeks, cuz you know, my devices are working well right now and I really don't want to mess with them all that much. And yeah, so anyway, my take on WWDC. Not that I had anything really insightful to say, but it's a lot of cool stuff. It will come out soon. You know, they say the fall, but you know, a lot of that stuff probably means October, and it'll be interesting to see what new devices come out to really showcase and shine all of the brand new features. Oh, I didn't talk about Metal. That looked really cool, but that was their new APIs to make graphics faster, which will make the gamers and developers happy. You know, again, the proof will be in the pudding. They had a nice, really nice demo, but we'll just have to wait and see what the real apps look like.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.